Being able to tell the time is important for everyone. It keeps you on top of everything. That's why you need a good watch. But what do you do if it just stops? Don't panic. Head down to Al Sol Watches to make sure your watch is back on the go again. They are a family jewelers who have been in the Strand for over 30 years and specialize in expert watch and jewelry repairs. For more information, visit alsolwatches.com.
Be it endless fascination with the Bible or chilling tales of Gothic horror, man has been compelled by the wonders of the unknown since the beginning of time. Uncover the truth behind ancient mysteries. Tonight on Channel 4 NBC.
Jack Ames, Judge LaBelle. We are receiving reports of gunfire at Steamy's Meat Shop in Private Ryan Plaza. Can you attend? Please advise.
Hi, kids. I'm Mopey the Donkey, and I'm here to guide you through this program. Anytime that you have a question, just place your cursor on the Help Me button and click the mouse. If you want me to repeat something, click the Go Back button. Now, to begin, click Start, and me and my pals will show you around.
New from GBH, the tool you never knew you needed. Easy to hold, just like an actual stick. We present to you the Pokatron. Poke things near, poke things far. Poking was never so easy.
The crowd slowly climbed back onto their feet and again began to sway with arms raised as they intoned the name again and again, softly and more reverently now. The huge red eyes surveyed the scene with a malevolent glare. The witches became silent and still. Anubin regarded his followers for a long moment, and then he spoke, slowly, and his voice was as dark, thick, and foul as the sludge from which he had emerged.
Daughters of Darkness, you have done well.
The assembly stood quietly, with heads bowed. Suddenly, from the surrounding trees, further along the track, a cry was heard.
This way! They're through here!
A large group of men carrying pitchforks and axes were running along the track towards the clearing. In the darkness, they were little more than shadows, illuminated only by the flames from their torches, yet their intention was clear.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Good, good. Let nothing hinder your path. Project Blackwing is of the utmost importance to the Empire.
The most merciful thing in the world, I think, is the inability of the human mind to correlate all its contents. We live on a placid island of ignorance in the midst of black seas of infinity, and it was not meant that we should voyage far. The sciences, each straining in its own direction, have hitherto harmed us little. But some day the piecing together of dissociated knowledge will open up such terrifying vistas of reality and of our frightful position therein that we shall either go mad from the revelation or flee from the deadly light into the peace and safety of a new dark age.
Good evening, and welcome to MC1 NBC. Here are tonight's top stories. Block war erupts in Sector 9, with Bill Hicks and Michael McIntyre residents going head-to-head in violent clashes. Judges call to a triple homicide uncover and shut down the city's first and biggest slow-mo manufacturer. Huge cracks have been discovered under Norman Pitlick Block, and strange wolf-like humanoids have been spotted emerging from the undercity. Megacity superstar Bennett Beeny has been shot. He is in critical but stable condition. More on that story in just a minute. But first, here's a live report from Sector 9. Over to you, Justin.
Thanks, Hank. Well, it's total chaos down here in Sector 9, and has been since around 11 a.m. this morning, when a single sniper in Bill Hicks' block began taking pot shots at residents across the atrium in Michael McIntyre block's recreation area. 10 people were killed before McIntyre residents decided that they couldn't wait for the Justice Department to show up and took the law into their own hands, firing a lazooka into the opposite block in retaliation. Now, Nobody knows where the original shots were coming from, nor how a citizen got hold of a military-grade hardware like a Lazooka. But at this stage, it's the least of the judge's concerns, as we now have a full-blown block war, and this sector looks like it's going into full lockdown.
Thanks, Justin. You be careful out there. Now, when they responded to a run-of-the-mill triple homicide in Peachtree's block down in Sector 13, two...